Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about the Lord Jesus Christ. We first of all talked about the Lord Jesus being Creator. We also spoke about Christ being the giver and sustainer of life. We talked about the Lord Jesus being our Redeemer and Savior. And then, the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Master. This morning I'd like to share with you about the Lord Jesus being our Advocate and High Priest. What is an advocate? The dictionary says an advocate is a person who argues for the cause of another person in a court of law. I guess another way of saying it would be a lawyer. Well, how do we think about Christ being our lawyer or advocate for us? Well, let me read to you a scripture in 1 John, the second chapter. The King James reads this way in verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. What John is saying here, he was writing to them his letter that they would not sin. But if any person would sin, they have an advocate with the Father, God the Father, and that advocate is Jesus Christ, the righteous Lamb of God. He is the one who argues for the case or for the cause of us if we sin. Those who have been born again, who have been washed in the blood of Christ, and sin. Jesus pleads with the Father. He intercedes on our behalf. He is the mediator and pleads for our cause. And of course, that being when we ask for forgiveness for that sin. And Jesus Christ pleads our case with the Father and procures forgiveness for us. He is our advocate. He is the one who pleads for our cause. Aren't you glad that we have someone who is able to do that for us? I mean, we're not able to do that ourselves, but Jesus Christ is our advocate, and he is the perfect, spotless Lamb of God that is able to do that for us. Praise God for that. He is also our High Priest. The Bible calls the Lord Jesus our High Priest. We have that in Hebrews, the fourth chapter. The writer there says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Wow. Jesus Christ is our high priest. What was the service? What was the function? What did the high priest do under the Mosaic law? Well, the high priest was the one who was the go-between between the people and God. The high priest was the one who would accept the sacrifices, and those sacrifices had to be without blemish. They had to be perfect. And as they were presented, the high priest would take those sacrifices and offer them on behalf of the people to God. The high priest also, once a year, would go into the Holy of Holies behind the veil for the atonement for the people of Israel. And once a year, he would go into the very presence of God there and to make that atonement for the people of Israel. Well, Jesus Christ is our high priest. The Bible here in Hebrews calls him a great high priest. And the greatness of our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, is that he is much greater than Aaron or any of Aaron's sons that would have been the high priest in the Old Testament. And the high priests were accounted as great people. But Jesus Christ is much greater than Aaron and his sons. The high priest who would go behind the veil once a year for the people, that was part of his duties. But the Lord Jesus is greater. He has passed into the heavens, into the very presence of God, and is there mediating and interceding for us. Christ, once for all, has gone into the heavens to be with God and is there making intercession for us. Christ performed one part of his priesthood on earth in that he died for us. He was the sacrifice, he himself. He was the supreme sacrifice. The other part of his priesthood he performs in heaven by pleading our cause and presenting our offerings to God. What a great high priest the Lord Jesus Christ is. But he is not only a great high priest, these verses also tell us he is gracious, he is merciful, he is compassionate, and he sympathizes with his people. Isn't that amazing? And he understands us because Christ was tempted in all points, like as we are, and yet he was without sin. So even though the Lord Jesus Christ is so great in his high priestly work and he is so far above us, yet he is very kind and tenderly concerned and compassionate for us. And he understands us because he himself was tried and tempted with all the afflictions and troubles that we face, and yet he was without sin. Hallelujah! What a blessing to have such a high priest who is able to go between us and God, to intercede for us, to be our mediator, and he understands all that we experience in this life. He understands because he too experienced the troubles and afflictions that we ourselves face. I am so glad for such an advocate and high priest as that, aren't you? If Christ would have not experienced life in this earth such as we face, how could he understand the things that we face and justly intercede for us and mediate for us? But he does understand. He lived here. He walked this earth just as we do. And he was tempted and tried as we are, yet without sin. Praise God for such a high priest as that. May the Lord Jesus bless you as you walk with him. Let us walk together in victory. But if we do fall and if we do sin, remember, Jesus Christ is our high priest and advocate. Praise God for that. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.